politicians did concern themselves a little bit about waning legitimacy because they went, why aren't you all voting? Come to the polls. Participate, people. I feel like I'm talking to a void here. And then people started doing it and doing it in the wrong way. And they're like, don't do that. And now I think we're past that. As Lee has pointed out in an article he's written, we're beyond knobs. We're beyond neoliberal order breakdown syndrome. They're kind of okay with ballot box revolts because it leads to Maloney. And what's Maloney going to do, you know, et cetera.
I think the question is, who's they? So liberal elites, I think, are not really okay with ballot box revolts. They're still worried about it. When I say the ruling class is not trolled by it, I mean capital. Capital can deal with that. They can deal with the Maloney. They can deal with a Trump, right? They're not that bothered by that. So they don't. And if they were so bothered by it, they would stop being so fragmented, short-termist, and not offering the working class anything. They would try to come up with a new legitimation project. They don't do it. And I think that's why there is a hole at the heart of Muskism, is that it's just not seen as socially and politically necessary to legitimate capitalism in the way that it was in the wake of two world wars and in the presence of a systemic alternative to capitalism.
Indeed. Well, you've gone from mass society to post-mass society to post-human society. At least that's what Muskism
post-human,
proposes.
Post-society.
Well, indeed, it's, yeah.
Then we're going to be post-human, post-society. And then we're going to be post that. Oh my God, it's going to be a lot of posts.
I feel like you didn't really score a goal there with that comment. You very much hit the post.
I think we should move post this discussion.
Everyone, welcome back. This is BungaCast, the global politics podcast at the end of history. And specifically, this is the Letters to the Editors episode, where we try to synthesize what we've done over the past month, respond to your comments, have a little bit of a discussion, and look forward to what's coming up next. There's lots of stuff happening in the world, you may have noticed. And we're going to try to tie into that. Hello, George, and hello, Lee.
Hi. Where are you coming from? Normally you say, I'm Alex Wahuli from Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Yeah, so I can't, because I'm in some other place. I can't.
It's mysterious.
In a mountain lair.
Ooh.
Yes. So I'm not going to repeat the central questions and themes for the year, because I think I've said that enough. I'll do it one more time. State capitalism, the pre-political, militarism and war, irrationalism and unfreedom, and political recombination. Now, the themes that we've got, or rather the episodes we've got coming up in April, which I'm about to tell you about, touch on a lot of these as well. Again, this is meant to be the spine of the thing that we do, and these are the ribs that branch off the spine. Yeah, does that work? Lee was correcting me earlier because I know nothing about medicine, and I was saying the wrong thing about antibodies, so I don't even know if I know my skeleton.
Lee also, I mean, anybody who suffers from hay fever, Lee, have you heard of these antihistamines that Lee just told me about? Apparently you can take them and they will make the symptoms of your hay fever less bad. So, you know, we really do have a medical expert.
So the histamines are the bad guys.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, you can apparently get them from bad beer. And then you feel bad if you drink a lot of beer.
Yeah,
that's what you feel bad if you drink a lot of beer. I don't know. Never happened to me.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Just to be clear, this is not medical advice.
Dr. Lee Jones, yeah. Should have, like, not a real doctor. Like,
not a useful doctor.
Yeah, well, I've been watching The Pit. You're watching The Pit? HBO's The Pit? It's kind of like a bit liberal progressive, but I can tolerate it. It's not woke. The doctor is very... But he's just done this, I think, I don't know if for a Saturday Night Live or some other sketch where he gives a whole ream of bad medical advice because he's a TV doctor, even though he's not a real doctor, as a way of kind of critiquing the CDC and RFK. Anyway.
Saturday Night Live has now come to the UK. So we are, yeah. we